Dankje. Ja. Also, ja. Okay. Good morning. I will try to talk slow as I can. I'm not from Georgia, but I will do my best. But it's so good to be for Congo. We have not been here in a while. It's awful good to come to see everyone. We definitely thank you, pray for you guys each day. Each day you got lay in our hearts. Thank you so much for being a part of our work that God has given us to do. This is today applies to the immense, it also applies to all of us. We all have the same problem. I like to talk about how can we be happy in a world of sorrow. We need to be happy because we have Christ. Why is the world not happy? They don't have Christ. The more they get, the more we want. But if we have Christ, we can have it all. But we are not perfect. We're going to fall. But Christ will always pick us up. I like to start with a story in Genesis 42:21-22, and then Genesis 50:15. Paul, could you read it, please?
Genesis 42:21. They said to one another, "Surely we are being punished because of our brother. We saw how distressed he was when he pleaded with us for his life, but we would not listen. That's why this distress has come upon us." When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph holds a grudge against us and pays us back for all the wrongs we did to him?"
See, in the beginning, they did not have a good conscience. And you know why they had a good conscience in their youth? You can get it good. They would have what Joseph might do to them. They tried to get rid of their brother. They fell in the well. But they sold him, and he went off, and he became a worker for the king. He had a good job. And look what happened. His father did not know what happened to his son Joseph. But his mother tried to get rid of him. But Reuben said, "Why did you sin against this boy. Really, Georgia just normal. But his brother was a foreign party might do to him. Really, what Georgia did, he set Jim at the table. He fed them. He showed them love. When in the terms of the law, they deserve punishment for what they did. But you know, we all could take that example of Joseph. The law would be better. We would be calmer, appreciate God. You know, we need to think about what we do to others. I need to get dressed. Christ should get dressed. Why do these men have so much fear of Jews? I think they were for them to get everything they deserve. So I made you his father. Father loves him dearly. He's a very good boy. He's a very good man. And now I want to go to John 8:9.
At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing.
You know, this woman was caught in an adultery. That was a sin. Back in that day, that was death. These men wanted to treat Jesus. He said, they wanted to be stoned to death. And you know, they wanted to see what Jesus might say to him. You know, these men, they matter with the woman at one time. Oh, they matter had other sins. Hey, Jesus wrote on the sand. And I don't know what he wrote, but I can imagine Jesus wrote every sin they had. He stood up. He said, the first one without sin cast the first stone. And he looked along, and then me had went away. All he saw was the woman in front of him. What did he say? He said, hey, where's your accuser? I don't see him. He said, go and sin no more. What a great answer. Can you imagine how believed, how the woman felt believed when Jesus said, go and sin no more? She had freedom. Jesus gave her freedom. This is what we all need. We need freedom. when they first put on that, welcome to the world. Well, I know it. But that's the joy. That's a happiness. It's a soulful law. The things that we get to that we do not realize what we're in. But Jesus is the only answer we have. And so wonderful. When I just say, what a privilege I have to be a Christian. I can work things out. Yes, I have faults, but there's not any faults that I have that Jesus can't say. So I tried to tell Rosa I don't have any faults. Here I just told her I had faults. I'm a very smart man. But you know what? We all need entrepreneurs. We all need it. We cannot be sad. We need to be positive in our lives. And Paul carries the scripture on positive. At Romans 8:28, Acts 16:25, and Acts 8:4.
Who have been called according to his purpose. Acts 16:25. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Is that it or
one more? I four. Right. Please.
Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went.
Okay. Romans 20:28. You know, things that happen in our lives. We're not that is good at the time. But everything that God does, that loves him, those that love him, it is according to his purpose. Things that happen in my life, I thought, wow, what in the world did that happen? But after weeks, days, years, I may say, well, that happened for good. It all worked out. If I stop being so anxious, and have faith in God, it all work out for us. But this is a hard lesson to learn. But you know, Jesus did not die for nothing. Jesus died for us. And you know, evidence like me standing in the Bible lesson, Jesus is the Christ. He is the true Christ. So you just want to fulfill the faith. Jesus said about 500 people follow Jesus and believe the resurrection. Some people like to say he was a man. I say he was a full man. I say he was resurrected. He's a man. And he's a savior. What we need to do is to help you the Bible as an example to do good for him, like Acts 8:4. They scattered and put the word wherever they went. Well, you know what? We know the truth. It should be so good, we cannot keep it to ourselves. We need to tell people about Jesus Christ. We don't need to be so pessimistic, say, oh, the world will listen. You know what? I need to stop being God. I need to tell people about Christ and give it over to the Lord. If I tell people about the truth and they reject it, they're not rejecting me. They're rejecting the Lord. I did my duty. You know, it's easy to give up on people. We cannot give up. I heard a chaplain say one time, and no matter how many times you've come back to prison, if the last time you come works out good, it's worth it. I see myself every time I see someone I have seen before, the old boy, they're back again. They're back again. Well, that's up to God. I need to keep talking to them about Christ. And you know what? Some don't come back. Some make a good life. Some go to church. I have met a convict. There is a fire for the Lord. What better example can you get to talk to prisoners that a person has already been there? They know what they go through. Another, that's what's wonderful. Brother and I teach a class in the dorm. Boy, we destroyed that. That dorm was terrible. There's no privacy whatsoever. You go in that dorm and you get the real atmosphere of what prison really is. You smell human flesh. There is no privacy whatsoever. I'd use the red room in front of everyone. And whoever had to shut her eyes on the way to the room, because unfortunately, the room is the back of the building. We have to go all the way through the door. You know, I get to figure why in the world does this mean everyone to come back? Liberty, no conditions, no air conditioner in the room, in the room is, thank the Lord. But I tell you that I just can't imagine what it is to be locked up with 50 beans at one time. They come back, they know what they're in for. But you know, these men, we all need to trust in the Lord. Psalm 37:25.
I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken, or their children begging bread.
How would that be good to say? You're always, but you never saw any member forsaken. Well, throughout the years, the Lord has given me enough to eat. I cannot imagine what it would be to go hungry. But what I can't imagine, like I heard this story, the kids out there that never heard the word of God. That's sad. The word is the food for us. I never heard of it, I would be completely dead. I just thank God for the word that taught me. I thank God that I had parents that took me to church. We are blessed people. Even when you're raised by a Christian parent, you have an opportunity to go to church. Just like John said this morning, there's so many churches in Texas, the Bible Belt. How in the world can they miss it? How? But they see the boss as the honky tonk. But why don't they stop it at church and go in and see what's going on? I don't understand it. You know, one of my favorite passages of the Bible, I have many favorites. Matthew 6:31-34.
So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Yeah. Yeah, Matthew 5, Matthew 6 sounds so easy when I read it. But try. It's not easy at all. Would it be, would I feel easier with the worry all the time? Is it what worry causes? It causes the sickness. It causes mental problems. Now, just say it to me, say, boy, you worry all the time. I talk kind of funny, but that's so. Well, that's just the way I was born. Yeah. But really, life is scary if we don't take it one day at a time. Yesterday go. Tomorrow we can't live it. Today is the only time we have. We deserve it to the fullness and make it right. And tomorrow we'll be okay. If we know tomorrow we can gain from the past. What would you gain? What does it forget the past? You know, if we, you know, Paul Philippi talks about, he won the prize. That's good. He won the prize. He had the Lord. Paul, look what Paul did in the past life. But he tried to forget it, left himself the love of Christ, the Spirit of Christ, and he won. We can win too. You know, we have the word. We can win. Look what Christ has done in my life. It's not perfect. It's not easy. I have seen this before, but I remember people thought I would do. But I'm going to do something. Hey, put that boy away and live your life. Thank God they did not take their advice. Because they have put me away. I would never had a life that I could do well. Christ is wonderful. And he'll do it for me, he'll do it for you. That's why how to be happy is a soulful. You know, you may look at me, I'm painting him. Oh, yeah. But don't feel like they're a merger. You're handicapped too. I just can't see it. But you can see mine. I hope you can't. Well, you know they go glasses. If you can't see it or hear it, okay, let's talk about fulfill responsibility. Let's read John 13:17 and 8:39 and John 4:17.
Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. Acts 8:39. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing.
Oh, that's enough. I covered it pretty well, yeah. We know what to do, right? Jesus talked about in John 13. We know what to do. We need to do it. When we have an opportunity to be blessed, if we obey the law, we'll get blessed from abundantly. Jesus said, go throughout the world and preach the gospel to every nation, baptizing them. That's what Philip did in Act 8. He talked to the eunuch. He was the Israel. He did not understand what he was reading. But Philip helped him. Philip taught him. That's what we need to do. You know, I get to thank you. Everyone to know the Word of God. I've read it for many years. But they don't know the Word of God. This story never gets old. When people can change their lives for Christ. That's the most important faith in the world to change the lab. And it's up to us to be like Philip and others to tell people how they can be saved, how they can have a better life. You know, they can have everything they will give, but they don't have salvation. They don't have anything. This life is so short. Eternity is forever and ever. And it's not for me to judge. I'm not judging. I didn't know what the Bible says. I want people to go to heaven. That's the only place to go. I do not want to go to that other place. I'm very hot nature. Yeah. But you know, I'm not. I want to end it by saying everyone has the opportunity to change their life. Thank God for you, wonderful words that we can talk about it to each other. And if anyone here today needs your prayer, if anyone here today to obey the gospel. Please come full of strength.
Let's stand and sing.
Majesty.